Episode 12 of the Reset Challenge, and as good a day as any to check in with yourself.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
G'day team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project. This is the Reset Challenge. This is day 12, and if you're doing this in real time, it's Sunday. Now, I personally think Sunday is a perfect day to check in with yourself and how are you doing? And I asked you that briefly at the start of yesterday, but now it's the time to really check in. We're going to go through very quickly the stop-start continuum. Look at your last week. What is something from last week that you could stop doing, i.e. it is not helping you move forward in any way, it's not adding any value to your life or the lives of the people around you, and it's something that is just filling in time. Or worse, maybe it's making you feel more negative about a current situation or whatever's happening. So what is one thing that you can look at from last week that you could and possibly should stop doing? Then, what is one thing that you could start doing? Replace that habit with something that is more beneficial to you and to the people around you. So maybe it's exercise a couple of times a week if you haven't been doing that. Maybe it's drinking more water. Maybe it's reaching out to friends. Whatever that situation is, or whatever that thing is that could be adding value in some way, shape, or form, what would that be? And then, what did you do last week that you want to continue doing? So that is the stop-start continuum. We've spoken about it before on this show, but that is a really quick way for you to check in with yourself. So for me personally, I set myself a challenge last week on Thursday night. For whatever reason, I just felt inspired to go and do something a little bit different in a way of challenging myself. And I set myself the challenge to run 5Ks every day for 7 days. Now, to some people, doesn't sound like a big challenge. I hate running. It's not something I've ever enjoyed doing. It's not something that I do on a consistent basis. And 5Ks, whilst it might not sound like much to someone else, it's plenty to me. So I added to that challenge by saying it must be completed at 3 o'clock in the morning, at or before. Day one, I took off at 2:32 in the morning because I woke up early. I felt good all day. I had a massive day ahead of me, but I got my run out of the way. It was a non-negotiable. I want something when I challenge myself that makes me feel uncomfortable. Getting up at that time of the morning, oh, maybe that in and of itself doesn't make me uncomfortable. Getting up that time of the morning to go for a run, okay, now we're talking uncomfortable. To do that 7 days in a row, absolutely uncomfortable. So that's where I'm at with that challenge. The other challenge I set, which was on the day before, on the Wednesday, which I put on my open Facebook, was a positivity challenge. And I just said, from now until Sunday, so from that Wednesday until today, go on to social media or reach out in some other way and make 6 positive comments a day and 0 negative comments. Doesn't matter what you see written. Doesn't matter how passionate you feel about it, how much you think your voice needs to be heard. You do not comment anything that has any form of negativity or could be taken with any form of negativity. Doesn't happen. This challenge, which was for 4 days, 5 days, was to write 6 positive comments on social media, you know, Instagram, Facebook, even to people, preferably to people, in fact, that you don't reach out to on a regular basis. Now, if you're not on social media, that's okay. The challenge could be for you to go through your phone list, ring, email, get in touch with, text, a positive of some sort to 6 people every single day. Not the same people, not your mum and dad, unless you don't contact them regularly enough, but 6 different people each day. A comment at work. Uplift someone for no other reason than you want to impart some sort of empowerment onto them. I feel if we could have this level of positivity in our own lives by outwardly projecting it to other people, we're going to be helping them, and at the same time, the energy around us is going to change. I definitely noticed it. There were some days where I got to the end of the day and I thought, I've only written 2 positive comments. I need to get on social media. I need to start to scroll through, or I need to think of a friend I haven't spoken to or heard from for a while, and I need to write a comment for them. So that's what I did. I would try and get my 6 in every day, or in fact, that's poor language. I didn't try. I did get that done every day. So those are some challenges that I've set myself. What could you set yourself this week? Go through your stop-start continuum. What's something that you could and should stop doing that's giving no benefit to you or anyone around you? If anything, could be taken away from you. What's something that you could start doing to replace that habit? Remember, we don't just want to fill ourselves with all of these tasks. We need to get rid of some things in order to add some things in. And then what could you and should you continue doing? What's working for you that you would like to continue doing or do more of? And then in that process, look for ways in which you might be able to challenge yourself so you get a bit uncomfortable, so that you're feeling challenged, and so that you're experiencing growth. Happy Sunday.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.